Paragimel Mishnah Gimel Tmei Meis Shesochad Zaysim Anavim. We have a Tmei Meis, the person who taught a Meis, and he squeezed Zaysim Banavim Kabetza Mikulon Tahar. If what he's squeezing is exactly the size of a Beitza, Tahar Mulvad Shelo Yiga Bimkoim Hamashke. Remember this from yesterday? You with me?
Yeah, listen.
If you have in your possession olives or grapes,
yeah,
exactly the size of a beitza,
good,
and you have a chumka beitza and you squeeze them, so what happens? When you squeeze them, the moment the person is a tummy mace. So the question is, does the grapes become tummy? Does the liquid that comes out, the olive oil and the grape juice, do they become tummy? That is the question.
Okay.
So the answer is no. Why does that become tummy? Because, so the Rav says, Lovat shelo yiga bohem, shadarkam b'pshudikli eitz, she'enem mitamim. Because when you squeeze it, what are you squeezing with? When you're squeezing these things, you're squeezing it with pshudikli eitz. So the liquid that you, so even though you are tummy, the person that's squeezing his tummy, he's not going to contaminate the pieces of wood, because the pieces of wood that he uses,
maybe some of the liquid will hit the pieces.
So that's what it says. That's exactly what it says over here. It says over here, you have to be careful. You have to be very careful. Shlo yiga b'mokah hamashke. Be very, very careful not to touch the mashke. But it's mashke that you don't have to be careful not to touch the skins. You are allowed to touch the skins of the olives and the grapes.
Right.
Why are you allowed to touch the skins of the olives and the grapes?
Because they're not moist.
Because they are moist, but even though they do become tummy when you touch them, they do not have the power, the ability to convey tumah to the liquid. Because in order for something to transmit tumah to something, it must be the size of a beitza. But in this instance, when we start off with olives and grapes, what is their size? Their size is a beitza. So when you squeeze them, they become immediately diminished to less than the size of a beitza.
Okay.
So therefore, nothing can possibly go wrong. When you touch the piece of wood that you're going to use to squeeze it, those pieces of wood do not become tameh, because pshutik liyetz not become tameh. After you squeeze it and it's reduced into a pulp, into a skin, they may become tummy because you're a tummy mace, but just because they become tummy, they cannot in turn contaminate the liquid, because in order to contaminate the liquid, the solids must be the size of a beitza. But since when we start out, they are the size of a beitza, so as soon as you begin to squeeze it, they are diminished to less than the size of a beitza.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you start when it's exactly the veitza, tar uvach lo yigab bemakam amashke. So you bemakam amashke. Even going to zimush dark, you crushing them. Bepshute kliets she'enon mitamim. The hashda now ain kan me sheyitame hamashkin. There is no one present that can contaminate the liquid. Elo hazogin shenaga bohem tmei meis. The only thing that's left that is potential to contaminate the liquid is the zogin, are the shells that have come in contact with the tmei meis. Sharei lo nizar min nigin osin, because it says over here in the Mishnah, the only thing you cannot touch, shliga b'mokam amashke. They're not saying in the Mishnah you can't not touch the zogin. The zogin you're allowed to touch. Elo mishrotza mashke. And when the liquid touches the zogin, there's no problem because it's already less than size of beitza. Good. Now, let's say it's yitz mechabeitza, but let's say when we start off with the olives and with the grapes, we're dealing with something which is large in size of beitza, yitz mechabeitza, then tamei. Why is it tamei? Shekevan sin sheyotza tipa rishon and nitma bechabeitza. When I squeeze a little bit, it's still, when I squeeze the olive and the grape, the olive and the grape is still the size of a beitza. So it's the size of a beitza, so the liquid that's going to come in contact with the olive and the grape will become tummy. The olives and the grapes will contaminate the liquid. The reason why the olives and the grapes will contaminate the liquid is because these things are still the size of a beitza. So therefore, yoytzim beitza, shkem shiyotzim b'tiba rishayna nitmei spich beitza. Tiafal gav dein mashke hanivli, even the look that's in the Zohar in Biyachim, kabel tomo imoi, even the mashke that's the mashke that's absorbed inside the eichel is not the kabel tuma. Tuma imo mashdom who has hashiur, it's mashdom the shear. Did the chavasayu ashram semakam bekezayis ben ames? So even though the liquid inside, he's asking Akasha, why is the liquid inside going to contaminate? Liquid, you don't have a kibetz of oichal. So he's saying a yisoid. When you have olives and grapes, the liquid inside the olives and the grapes is part of the oichal. Shoot, right, it's pashut. That's what he says. The chavoseli fatim l'ksimul ashkon b'somak kabi kizayis min ames u'min anveila shenismatu b'cham in the sun v'nicham b'gashamim v'tavchon they swell v'gashamim hamuvloim mashlimim l'chashir. Rainwater that gets absorbed into the flesh of a human being is mashlim l'shir v'beitza l'chashir l'shir l'shir v'kazal l'chashir to the shir. Okay, so that's the basic yisoid. So shakevon shayotza b'tiv v'rishon d'izimis v'kabeitza period. Now next case. Let's say the person that was squeezing the zeisim and then of him was a zava zava. What is the chilik between a zava and a zava over a tamez? A zava and a zava matame b'masa. Just by moving it, it causes the grapes to become tame. Ha zava zava afilu garger yichidi. Even one single olive is tame. Why is it tame? Shkemim since shayotza tipa harishayna. When one little drop comes out. When one teeny drop comes out, nitmeis b'masa, that teeny little thing that comes out becomes tamei b'masa, period. Shekevon shiyotza tiba rishon and nitmeis b'masa. Next, zav shecholav esoeis, a zav that was milking a goat, hecholav tamei. Shekevon shiyotza tiba rishon and nitmeis b'masa. The liquid became tamei b'masa. A zav and a zav have a koyachav in mitam b'masa, even though there is no shear, you don't need to be, the shear does not need to come through touching. The shear comes through movement. So since the zav and the zav are responsible for the extraction of a small amount of liquid, that liquid becomes tamei through the movement, through the koyach of the zav and the zav. Got it? Mm-hmm. You've seen.
Yeah.
So let's read the Mishnah. It's a beautiful Mishnah. Mishnah, Ois Yos Neshama, Tmei Neis, a Tmei Neis, Shesochat Zeisim V'anovim. So it depends. If it's Kabetza Mechuvan, a Tmei Neis can only contaminate through contact. A Tmei Neis cannot contaminate through Mago Umasa. So if we start off with an object that is Kibetza Mechuvan, exactly the size of a Beitza, then tar. There's nothing that can go wrong. Because the implements they're using to squeeze are pshutikliyates. And uvach lo yiga b'mokav ha-mashka. If you don't touch the mashka, nothing can go wrong. And as far as touching the zagin, which will in turn touch the liquid, there's also no concern because these things are less than the size of a beitza. Once we begin to squeeze these things, they become less than the size of a beitza. So nothing can go wrong whatsoever. But yoise mika beitza. But what would happen if these things are more than the size of a beitza? Let's say it would be yoise mika beitza. Let's say we start out with an object, an aleph and a grape that is larger than the size of a beitza, then tamei. Why? Why is it tamei? Because the moment the liquid leaves the aleph and the grape, it becomes contaminated from contact with the aleph and the grape. Because since we're starting out with something which is larger than the shear of a beitza, when the liquid begins to be extracted, it's still making contact with something which is larger than the beitza. Shekevan shayotza tipa rishon and it may speak a beitza, becomes tamei from contact with the beitza. Next halacha. Let's say we're dealing with a person who's a zavar or zavar. I feel God, even if it's less than the size of eight, it's just a little kernel, a little grape, one little olive. Tame. Why? Because when dealing with a zavar and a zavar, they are metame bimasa. So because they are responsible for the movement of this liquid, the liquid becomes tame. We don't need to come onto contact. Next, similarly, zav shecholav esaez, a zav which milks a goat, hecholav tamei, shekevon shiyotza tiba rishon nidmes b'masa. Once a small amount of milk comes out of the goat, it becomes tamei through masa. Good. Mishnah dalit. Kabeitza ochlin shenichon chama. If you have in your possession a beitza, food you put in the sun, v'nis mo'atu, and now it shrunk. It started off as a beitzah, but now became less than the size of a beitzah, which means that no longer can it can be metame. Something can only be metame when it's at least the size of a beitzah. So the beitzah, achlum shenich mecham v'nismatu, kefei gezayis min ha-meis, kezayis min ha-nevela, v'chadosh min ha-sheretz, kezayis min ha-meis, kezayis min ha-nevela, adosh min ha-sheretz, all of these things which have the minimum shear, or kezayis pigol, Uchazayis noiser, kazayis chelev, harei elu tohoirin. Why? So the Rav says, achabetza, oichlin, achazayis nameis, kazayis navelu, kadosh menasher skoi. Okay, we're not focusing over here on the kazayis noiser. That's later on. The ein chayavin alemishum pigel, that goes on the noiser and the chelev. Pigel, the ein chayavin alemishum pigel, noiser vitame, because it's less than the size of the shear. But hinichon begashamim, you put it in the rain, now it begins to swell, v'nispichu, and it swells once again to Neim. Why? Because the chayin alem yishon pigel noiser v'tameh. Why? The kol hashiyom basar gudlayu as linon umeha chayim ulon de'ein dichoy etzel. So here we have a yisoid of dichoy. This is dafyom yisogya, all over Shas, dichoy. Do not say that once something has been pushed away from its prohibition that it never returned. That's not so. When it's pushed away from its prohibition, that's only temporarily. But when the shi'ur comes back, the prohibition has been reinstated. So if you have a kazayis noisar, there's a chiyah for eating karas of eating noisar. No, there's a loisas of eating noisar. Pigel is a chiyah of karas. So you only chayif pigel when it's a kazayis. If you put it in the sun, and now it's less than the size of the kazayis, it shrunk. So there's no chiyah. If a person would now eat a piece of pigel and he would consume it, he would be potter because he does not have the requisite shi'ur. But if he puts this kazayis, the pigel, back in the rain, and the rain causes it to swell, and now once again it is the size of a kazayis, he would be chayif karis feeding a pigel because now once again it has the requisite shi'ur of a kazayis. Keltz chaz mishnah don kabeitz ochlin. A beitz of food, shenichon b'chama in the sun, v'nis mo'atu, v'chem kezayis v'nameis, kezayis v'nameis, chadosh v'nasheretz. All of these things have in common, these four things, tumah, right? This is tumah. Och la beitz is a shir to convey tumah. A kezayis v'nameis is tumas meis, avi avois. A nevela is an avatumah. Chadosh v'nasheretz is an avatumah. All of these things have the record shiur, or... Now we're dealing with three things of asay. Pigel is karas. Noisar is lois asay. Kazayis chelev is an isidaraisa, lois asay within chelev. Hare elu tohoirim. Tohoirim is going back on the first four. And the ein chayim lomishon pigel is going back on the last three. Now, vein chayim lomishon pigel, noisar v'tami. Tami means it's not kosher. Tami over here means non-kosher. Okay, tell me, because the man the kashmir, the oil, the havilay, the misnay, the rish, because I said the oil, the havilay, the salami, the chaylev, the nachos, the chaylev, it means chaylev, right? The chaylev, and chaylev, it means it's not kosher. Okay, he nicham begashamim, he put in the rain, the nisbechut to meim, the chaylev, alayim, yishum pigel, no serve it, tame. Good, are we good?
Beautiful.
Nishna hey. Kol hatumos keshas mitziyasa. All tumas follow the time of mitziyasa. Im tmeos tmeos, im tmeos tmeos. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see over here. What? What does that mean? Kol hatumos keshas mitziyasa. Im tmeos tmeos, im tmeos tmeos. Im tmeos tmeos. Ki hodus nalakam perikasher tzavasaradeya naga viyachad belayla v'yani yinei deva peris. If you touch a person belayla v'yani yinei deva im chayu imes. V'shachar omav motzimes. Chacham mitamim. Shokol hatumos kishas mitziyasa. V'davka b'mokom mitziyasa. L'mutei naga viyachad belayla b'zavizu l'vacham motzim b'zaviz acheres. Acheres chayyot v'yot. So here's the shayla. You touch something. In the middle of the night, you touch something. You wake up in the morning, the guy's dead.
What did you say?
You touch a human being in the middle of the night. 3 o'clock in the evening, you touch them. So, and then you wake up in the morning, you wake up 9 o'clock in the morning, and you look at them, and you say, this guy's a goner, he's dead. So now, what is the Shiloh? If he's dead now, what was his status at 3 o'clock in the morning? Was he alive or dead? If he was dead, then I'm tamei because I touched a dead body.
Aren't I tamei because I'm in the same aisle?
Let's assume you're outdoors. You're on a camping trip.
Oh, all of a sudden you're on camping.
You're on a camping trip. You're outdoors. You're out in the great
beyond
outdoors. The great yonder. You're outdoors. So you touch him in the morning. You touch him. In the morning, he's dead. So the shaila is, what was his status? Was he among the living or among the dead? Was he eliminated already in the evening, or was he only neutralized?
You just call the eliminator and find out.
Ooh, I like that. It's the giraffe. I want to eliminate all the refrigerators.
You want to eliminate? There's so many people on your list.
I have a list. You want to see the list?
Yeah.
I know it by heart.
By heart? Let's hear it. Go ahead.
It's Lashon Hara. Why should I tell you Lashon Hara? Anyway, you won't understand. You don't understand.
I'm a purebred.
You don't understand. You really don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. I can explain to you from today and tomorrow. You just don't understand.
I'm too sweet and nice.
You are. Not too sweet. You're a good person. You're an Ezel ben Oilam Haba. You're the best thing that happened to Arthur Shuk.
Later.
Oh, I got it on the tape.
Good, you can hear it. It's going out to California. It's a guy in California
listening. You never know who's listening. You never know.
He's in Shamas.
Ayin roye v'ozen shamas v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. So kol atam was kasheros keshas mitziyosan. If you find the person to be dead now, tameos. Right now, when you discover you have a problem, right now you wake up in the morning, you find the person is dead.
Yeah.
So right now, is the person tell me right now?
Yeah.
So therefore, what we say that Limafreya, that we go back to the time when we had a doubt. When did we have a doubt? What the status was?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So therefore, we assume that in the middle of the night he was tell me that he was dead also.
Okay.
If right now he's tummy, so we assume that there was tummy in the middle of the night as well. Keshas mitzias im tmeos tmeos. Look one more time the words of the Rav. Im tmeos ki yichodetan l'kaman perikasher etzvahat avahat sardeya no ga biyechad b'layli touch a person b'layla v'ein yodua im chai imei. So you do not know if he's alive or dead. U'v'shachar in the morning amadu motzah meis. In the morning you wake up and find that he's dead. Okay. ובשחר אמן מוצא מת, שחכם מתענים, וואי, שכל התומוס כשעס מצי אוסון, ודווקא במוקר מצי אוסון. So since over here in the morning he's dead, and he's tummy, so therefore we assume that he was dead in the middle of the night also, and he's tummy as well. ודווקא במוקר מצי אוסון, the location, למותי נוגה ביחד בלילה, וזווזול מוחה מצוא בזווס אחרס. It's provided that the dead did not walk around. The dead did not walk around. V'im toharos toharos. Im. Now, im mechusos mechusos. Now, what does that mean? Mechusos mechusos. Kegoyim. Klei cheres. Amukav tam pil apostle. A klei cheres that is sealed with a complete seal. Loi amunon shema b'shosh shahoyah hamis boyal hoyah megul leviyachshav mechusos. Right now, we have over here. We have an oil utensil that's completely sealed, and we have over here an oil hamis. There's no question about it. There's a dead person over here. And now the dead person has been removed. So the question was, just because right now it's sealed, maybe an hour ago when the dead body was in this room, maybe the Kli Cheres was exposed.
Right.
So therefore we have a right to assume that if right now, at this moment in time, this Kli Cheres is sealed, we have a right to assume that going backwards in time, when we had a doubt, it was also sealed. If right now it's Mechusos, we have a right to assume that it was Mechusos a few minutes ago, an hour ago, a day ago, when we had a Shaila. We don't go say Shema b'shosh hayu muhamis b'ol hayu begula v'yachshav mechusa. We don't say that. Oh, im etzom begula. Or if you find it exposed, we don't go say Shema b'shosh hayu hamis hayu mechusa. We don't. Oh, right now it's megula. So therefore, but so what? We should still be lean because maybe a day ago when it was el hamis, maybe it was mechusa. No, we don't say that. Mechusa b'mukav sabasul. Whatever its status is now, that's the status we assume it was in when we had our question. In Megula, in Mechusa, it's Mechusa. It's covered now, it was covered a day ago. In Megulos, if right now it's exposed, so that means Megulos, therefore if this utensil was in the room with the mace a day ago, it means it was Megula, and we have to be Machmi, we have to assume that whatever is inside is Tomei. Next halacha. Machat shenimseis mulei chaluda. A machat, a needle. that was filled with Maleach Chaluda rust. Oy Shivur, or the Machad is broken, it was cracked. Tahira. Why? Machad Shnim says Maleach Chaluda, Shema Keves is a Tefira. If there's so much rust that you can no longer do stitch with it, so it's not a utensil. A Machad is only Metame if it's functional. Remember that word?
Yeah.
A rust like this, it's mitaharasa midei tumas. Okay, or it's shavura tahira, or if it's shavura, v'loyam. We do not say shema kishoyso shlema nitma. We do not say. So whatever it is now, it was before. We do not say Shem Kshay Kshlema Nitma. We don't say that maybe maybe a day ago it was Shlema, it was Nitma. Uchashi Yisaknuha V'Tachsor Shlema Tachsor Tumutum Yishana. So what will be the Nafkamina? This goes back to the beginning of the Masechta, that beginning of the Masechta, this was really a Masechta Kalim. This is the beginning of Perek 11, a Masechta Kalim. In the first Mishnah, Masechta Kalim, Perek Yud Aleph, it says that called kli matechas shenishmeru, that break, the tumah departs, but when you repair it, the tumah is reinstated. So here, if we have a machat, and now we take away the rust, so we should say that the tumah comes back, or if it's broken and we solder it, the tumah should come back. Guess what? We don't say that. It's going to be tar. When you fix it, we do not say that. That's what it means. The im tohoros, the tnan. That's what it means over here in the beginning of the Mishnah. Vim tohoros, tohoros. So this part of the Mishnah is an explanation of tohoros, tohoros. Okay? So far we're literally three Mishnais, very easy Mishnais today. Three Mishnais. Nachama, one more time. Kol atumos kashas mitziyasan. Im tmeos, tmeos. Vim tohoros, tohoros. Im mechusos, mechusos, megulos, megulos. And now when it says of your machat, machat is coming back to explain the case of tohoros, tohoros. Another example. Machat, shnim says malaya chaluda, full of rust, ishavura. So right now it's tohoros. We do not say that maybe when it was not full of chaluda, and it was not sure it was tame, so therefore, when I go and I fix it, the tumah should be reinstated. We don't say that. If right now you have a machat, and then we know the machat is, and you have no reason to assume that it was ever tame when it was in good shape, it was ever tame when it was complete, we have no reason to say that to be machmer, and say that when we fix it and we remove the rust, or we reconnect it, that the tumah will be reinstated, because we have no reason to say it was ever tame. Shekola tumos kashas mitziyasan. Okay, next. Really out of time. Chayush Advokatim, Shemitsu Bemavoy, Sheyesh Baituma, Hare Elu, Becheskas, Chayush, Shayesh Advokatim, Shemitsu Bemavoy, Sheyesh Baituma, that was found in a Mavoy Shabatuma, so therefore they don't know what they're doing. A Chayush, Shayesh Advokatim, they're not aware of their environment. Shemitsu Bemavoy, Sheyesh Baituma, Hare Elu, Becheskas, Tahara. We do not say they were encountered with Tumor, Vechol Abdikech, because we have, that's the Chiddush.
Why? Just tell me.
Because of the afal gav the suffix to mabirush shayachet seiko tame, even though it's a suffix to mishayachet seiko tame, the high mavui mavui shayachin who afilu hachi kevon this seiko havi b'dav shem by das lishol. That's a principle of daf yomi yisaid. Since it's a suffix with regard to an object which does not even know how to ask, a chere shayte vikat does not possess intellect. So therefore, they're not capable of even asking the question. So being that they are not capable of asking the question, it's called a davish evay das lishal. We do not apply the principle of suffik tumber shus yachatame. Kain chayre shayt v'katan seikai tar tahachi yalfinon mikroif m'sukim d'chsev yabosa shigabo b'chol tame lo yachel mashma vaday tame lo yachel suffik tame ye yachel uchsev kol tar yachel basar vaday tar hud yachel ha suffik tame ha suffik tame ha suffik tame suffik tar lo yachel. A lav shman, we have a stira, we have two psukim. One pasuk is mashma, suffik tame. One pasuk is mashma, suffik tame is tar. So what's the answer? The answer is Elalav Shmamina Kan Sheyesh Baidas Lishoel Kan Shein Baidas Lishoel. Does the object in question have intellect to ask the question? So whenever you have a suffix Tumah B'Rishus Hayochid, and the one that is a suffix is an object which does not have the intellect to ask the question, am I Tumah, am I not Tumah? When we have to make that judgment call, we declare him Tahar. But if the person is a Bikech, the next part of the Mishnah, V'chol Bikech, V'cheskas Tumah.
Why?
Because he has Sheyesh Lo Das Lishoel. Because he possesses the intellect. He could ask the question. That's the Gzeres HaKos, that's the Drasha.
So he can ask the question.
Am I Tami? Am I not Tami? I have a suffix. I was in a situation where there was Tumah. I may have brushed against the Sheretz. I may have not brushed against the Sheretz. I do not know what happened to me. So since he possessed the intellect, he asked the question, Sheyesh Lo Das Lishoel, Im Lo Yoda, Im Holach Mokah, Im Atumah, Im Lav, B'cheskas Tumahu. The suffix Tumah, B'Rishus HaYachid, Sveikoi Tami. How do we know this? Misoito yaufina nu the next afyom misachta. The sveiku he im nitmeis im lav. The suffix zeb makam stu in the case of a suffix tum is in lokam loshus hayachid. She has a suffix. We have a suffix. Did she come in contact with? Did she mizana? Was she not mizana? And she was in a makam of loshus hayachid. The hainu loshus hayachid. The abba rachmana v'nistra v'hi nitma. The soito yesh badas lishol im nitma im lav. So therefore, that's the basic rule. Nachem all the mishnah. Why? Because they are in the category of a person she'ein boy das li shoel. Okay, good. Okay, we did four mishnayos. Stop here. 26 minutes.